Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1-6. So the backstory that is driving this Mishnah is that the Torah, of course, requires Jews to rest on Shabbos, but not just Jews, also their animals. The Pasuk says, Uviyom HaShvi'i Tishbos, you'll rest, Laman Yanuach Shorcha V'chamorecha. Also, your livestock, your oxen, and your donkeys have to rest as well on Shabbos, meaning it's forbidden midoraisa to call for a Jew to cause his animal to do, essentially, malacha for him on Shabbos. Now, that being the case, a Jew who can't work his livestock on Shabbos might want to maximize his economic benefit by renting out his livestock on Shabbos so that a Gentile could make use of the animal. That, of course, is what the Torah is saying you cannot do. So the rabbi said, we're not going to do commerce with draft animals in general so that people don't come to rent them out on Shabbos. And therefore, the rabbi said a blanket rule, when it comes to behema gasa, large animals, like cows and horses, which can be used as draft animals for doing labor on in general. So the rabbis forbade selling it to Gentiles under any circumstances, okay? As a din d'rabbanan, so people shouldn't come to essentially lease out their livestock on Shabbos. So that's the backstory. The Mishnah here explores if there's additional elements to this restriction. It says the Mishnah inside, Makom shenagu limkor behema dakel of de kochavim mochren. If you live in a locale where it was indeed customary to sell behema daka, smaller animals, like meaning goats and sheep, to idolaters, so then it's permitted to do so. But not every locale did agree to that. Some, makom shenagu shelo limkor, there were locations where the prevailing custom was not to sell even behema daka, goats and sheep, to idolaters, and therefore in Mochrin you can't break that practice. Now, why would it be restricted to sell goats and sheep? So some learn it's a generic restriction that they were extending to all livestock, just as you can't rent out, where Midoraisa rent out your draft animals, like cows and horses. So the rabbis made a derabbanan and said you can't sell them any of your livestock. Others learn the concern was for those places which restricted the sale of the goats and sheep. The concern was that we suspected these idolaters of being guilty of bestiality, and therefore it was just that would be an isser for them of one of the Shev Mitzvah Noach, and therefore it'd be a problem of Lifnei Iver, and therefore people didn't sell any animals to their idolatrous neighbors. V'chol makom, but at all events, says the Mishnah, ein mochrin lahem behem magasa. This din d'rabbanan, you can never sell a idolater, or really any Gentile for that matter, behema gasa, large animals, meaning like horses and cows. And not only that, but a galam usiyachin. If you're talking about an egel is a calf, a baby cow. And a sayach is a foal, a baby horse. So those, of course, under normal circumstances, wouldn't be used as draft animals because they're still small. It's still prohibited. The Rambam says, listen, they could still be used for, like, you know, turning a flour mill. So, like, small, light labor. Rashi learns that it's just a blanket prohibition that all livestock, behema gasa, were included, and they didn't differentiate between, you know, young and old. The same goes with, says the Mishnah, shleimen u'shavurin, whether the animal is, you know, of sound health, or it's shavur, it's got, like, say, it's broken, it's got a broken leg or something. Obviously, a cow with a broken leg won't be doing any plowing with the field, but there's a blanket prohibition against selling them these things in general. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shavur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the animal's got like a broken leg or the like, then you could sell it to a Gentile because clearly it's not going to be used for doing labor because it's damaged, it's for eating or the like. Ben b'seira matir b'sus. Ben b'seira says, anyways, at a different point, he says you could sell horses in general. Now, the reason why he lets horses be sold in general is because the use of a horse typically is for riding on. And when a person sits on the back of a horse, the horse isn't actually on Shabbos, the horse isn't doing like a malacha d'oraisa, because there's a principle called chai nosa es atzmo. A person who is alive carries his own weight, at least in part. Everyone who has carried a child of decent size knows if the child doesn't help you by leaning in the right direction, it becomes very difficult. And there's an expression in English, the difference between carrying living people and dead people, something has dead weight, it just feels much heavier. So the idea is that a person who's alive shifts his weight Which facilitates an easier caring of him. Again, that's not to say that if Reuven's carrying Shimon and he stands on a scale, if Shimon is alive or dead, it won't affect the weight showing on the scale, of course, but Shimon helping himself being carried by shifting his weight makes a big difference. And therefore, since the Chai, the living person, at least carries the weight in part, so you stop having an Isser D'Oraisa of a person doing Malacha by himself, and therefore it's Me'ikar Adin Midoraisa anyways, it's permitted to carry a living person on Shabbos, so too the horse, which would be carrying a living person as his rider, we're not doing this with Raisa, and says, Ben Beser, we haven't got a Din Derabanan to restrict such a scenario. Well, that may be true, and the Tanakhama agrees, of course, that Chai Nosa is Atzmon, that's a universally agreed on principle, but it doesn't mean that it would apply to things that aren't human. So the concern is, like, for example, this is a horse that can be used on a hunting trip. You got, you know, the hunting falcons on the back of the horse. These things, while they might be alive, they're not human beings, they're shifting their weight, and therefore the horse would be carrying the falcons, and that could be a problem. So therefore, the Tanakhama says you can't do it. Halacha lamaisa, it seems, for whatever reasons, that the Shulchan Aruch brings us ready, that nowadays people do sell their livestock. Certainly be permitted if you had an intermediary, a sarsur, like an agent, who would do the selling. That's not like a selling agent, not the same as a renting agent. But in any case, it seems, for whatever reasons, beyond the scope of our discussion here today, people do, in fact, have a custom of selling livestock, even behemagasos, to Gentiles.